Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
People, man, they don't tell you shit, nothing. They just don't show up. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers going to work. You know, when you go to work, and then the next day you don't show up, you don't call, nothing. That's what I'm saying about my co-host. No call, no show. I'm going to have to fire his ass.
Well,
I
hope he's alright. Oh, he should be all right, because if he wasn't, he'd have called somebody, and somebody would have called somebody. But he ain't getting no notice or nothing, huh, Father Time? He ain't tell you nothing?
I ain't heard from dude, man. It's time to renegotiate the contract. I think I should be getting more. You're saying, man, I'm working hard.
Well, what's on your mind, old man, since you got your time to speak?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man. Trying to leave. I'm feeding my face right now, so I'm kind of leaving it open. Anybody got something they want to speak on right quick before we get the show started? Nigga Stone, you got something?
Not really. I've been waiting on y'all to talk it out. Shoot.
What about you, dog? You got something, man?
Nah, because last time I throw something out there, I got ate up, so I just leave it alone right now.
You did. Ate up. All the way ate up.
Ate to a hole in your ass.
Yeah, I leave it alone. I just keep my opinions and my questions to myself.
This next time, not something so damn controversial.
Well, I understand. I mean, thank you for being on my side, honey.
No, dog, she changed that shit at the end.
At the end, because y'all made me have to go so far into it, man. It didn't even supposed to go that far. Anyway.
She said she retract her statement.
No, she can't retract it. She was with me in the beginning.
I was with you until you started lying. Wait a minute, when the truth came out, now you can't have somebody on your side based on a lie now, shit.
No, I didn't lie about nothing. All I do is, right now, all I can do is pay my bills. This is year of the week. If that's messed up about that, I did it for too many years trying. When I say the year of the week, all I'm saying is that I'm not going to let all the things to push my buttons in the beginning and in the end push it no more. It's all, you know, best I can do right now is throw money. That's the best I can do for you. I've been doing that for years, but that's the best I can do. And not being upset about it and not worrying about it. If you let me see my child, then you do. If you don't, you don't. That's you. Because I'm through worrying about that little bull crap like that. At least I know I'm doing something. I know mugs out there that ain't doing nothing and proud of it. At least I'm trying to do something.
And on that was last week, man.
Just what I said. On that point, I'm going to leave that alone.
What's up, man?
Yo, what's happening, man? I had a little technical difficulties.
Okay, man, yeah, because Liquor Store was talking about you like a dog, man.
They're right.
She said that nigga always having technical difficulties.
She told me I need to renegotiate the contract.
That's right.
What she said, dog. I wouldn't lie to you, man.
Except
man.
You
got to
archive.
Let that fool go. No call, no show, he fired.
Yeah, I'm out to archive this to see what was going on.
Yeah,
hey, I'm just trying to tell you, dog. You don't even need archive, dude. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know.
He was like, kick that motherfucker to the curb. He late. He ain't called.
That sound like.
I told you, she was like, he always had technical difficulties. So you should go ahead and let that nigga go. I was like, damn, for real? That's my nigga. There, you shouldn't be talking about him like that. I understand, old man.
It sounds just like me, don't
you,
Kev? Well, no, man. I guess it
does. Who that sound like, man? See? There you go. What's
up,
dog? You all right, man? You all right?
You say what now?
I'm saying what's up. You all right?
Yeah. I'm good, man. Like I said, I had a little technical difficulties, but I'm good.
All right. Well, we weren't talking about now. We were just catching up on last week, but we should have moved on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So what's up? What you trying to rap about, man?
You know what, man? I do. I now that I think about it, I do got something I want to holler about, man. It was brought to my attention that. Well, I'm not going to say we do it per se, but it was a question that was asked to me, like, hey, you need to ask this question on the show. So I told him I do. All right, man, here we go. They want to know, and it's from a female point of view, why is it that men always have to use the word love in order to get sex? You know, a man would say, I love you just to fuck. Me personally, I don't think that all men do that.
I don't either, but I don't do that.
You know, they like it's the emotion thing. It's always something with emotions. So my point was, okay, hey, you do got some men out there that say it. You know, a man will tell a woman he love you just to fuck. We got
well, yeah, if he's trying to get it for the first time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. For all practical purposes, we do got some men out there like that. But now here's my thing. How many women out there running around saying I love you to get to for their own personal gain, financially? You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers said that I love you, I love you, I love you, just to get the car, the house. You know what I'm saying? The bank account number. I think that it goes both ways.
You know what? I think you got more women, more grown women out here throwing the word love around for their personal gains than you do have men. I think you have. There might be some younger dudes. You know what I mean? You still teenagers or something, or, you know, I'm fresh 21 or something like that. That might do that. But I don't think that grown-ass men are using love to get pussy. I think women use, grown-ass women use love to get bills paid or whatever they want.
I can agree with that. I think a woman would say just about anything to get the rent paid.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Because, I mean, you see it more and more often where, you know what I mean, you don't hear a man talking about, you know what I'm saying, she got to have this and she got to have that before I let her fuck. You don't hear men saying that. You hear women always hooping and hollering about what a man got to have before he gets some pussy. You don't hear men doing that.
Yeah, mother got to have a car, mother got to have a house, credit cards, all that shit.
Yep, and even on this show, it's been several women who, you know what I mean, was like, yeah, you know what I mean, nigga can't have shit before he, you know what I mean, if he don't do this, he don't do that.
Let me ask you this question. I'm going to ask you, dog, and you just give me your opinion. If you got a woman that's sleeping with one man for the rent, another motherfucker for the utility, you consider her a hoe?
Yep.
So do I. Nigga Stone, would you consider that woman a hoe?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I just want to make sure everybody on the same page. Quit going on mute.
I don't agree with that. I just think she's trying to do her thing.
Bitch, get a job like the rest of the world. Fuck you.
Maybe that's the only job she can get.
Then she's a hoe. She's a prostitute.
But that's not a prostitute, Dennis. It's called a job. It's called what they call it now, escort.
She's a hoe.
You can't hate a person for what they do.
I don't hate her. Do your thing.
But whore is such a hating word. That's like calling her. That's like,
if you fucking for money,
it's not.
She's a hoe.
That's why you call it
an
escort. That's like back in the day, motherfucker, nigger. Nigga is a hating word. You know, whore. She's not a whore. She's an escort.
She's an escort. Do you even know what escort is?
Yeah.
An escort has a pimp and all that shit.
No, you're wrong on that one. You got to mix up. A whore got a pimp. An escort has a, what they call is a, it's not a pimp.
Agency.
She's
called a madam. It's the same damn
thing. She got an agency of pimp.
Yes, it's not the same thing.
But she's still paying somebody to protect her, to make sure she's all right.
Yeah, but
it's
just
a different name.
That's just a prettier word.
I'm just saying, don't call
it's a pretty word.
You shouldn't call her a whore.
Hold on, dog. Let her make her point, man. Go ahead, Lady Stone.
Escort is just a, it's a classier deal. Escorts don't stand out on street corners. Someone calls for an escort, but she's still a whore. Whenever you get through with it, she just is a high class whore.
Exactly.
But you don't gotta say whore. That's just. Don't you just feel that's kind of disrespectful to her? because she chooses this life to do this, she's a whore.
Anybody who sells their body for material gain is a whore.
But it's the longest job that been out here forever. It's the only job that always gonna be out here for a female.
Okay, but that don't make it no less a whore. I mean,
she don't have to be a whore.
Hey,
she is a whore.
Okay, all right, hold on, y'all. What's up, Janine?
Hello.
Hey.
All right, Janine, let me give you a question. All right. If you're a woman, you are a woman, but I'm not saying you per se. I'm just saying any woman.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman sleeps with a man, she sleeps with one man to pay her rent, she sleeps with another man to pay her utilities, do you consider her a hoe?
If she's sleeping with men to pay her rent and her utilities.
Right. She sleeps with men to get money to pay her bills. Do you consider her a hoe? I mean, she ain't one of them motherfuckers on the corner. You know, she ain't walking no tracks or nothing like that. You know, she got a crib and everything. She just happened to be sleeping with a couple of dudes who give her money to pay the bills.
Yeah, if it ain't no love involved and she just doing it just for monetary gain, she already knows she a hoe. Don't nobody need to tell her that.
But why hoe got to be such a hoe? Hoe is like such a harsh word.
I mean, why does she want to call herself a hoe? Whatever she wants to call herself. Why she can't be a woman taking care of business? Okay, well, she is taking care of business, and while she's taking care of business, she's being a hoe. Right, she might not be a hoe, she just have hoish tendencies. No, she's being a whore. Wait, let me ask you this. You said that the word...
Yeah, I mean, no, y'all right. I just saying calling her a hoe is just, you know, it's... This seems harsh.
Okay, well, that's why I have a question for you. This is my question for you. If somebody is hating on you, you call them a hater, right? You don't call them a jealous person. You call them a hater. I mean, so basically what you're saying, what I'm saying is a whore, an escort, a madam, whatever you call it, whatever word you want to call it, is still the same thing. It's still
the same shit. I just said it's just a harsh way to say it.
It is harsh, but a hoe is a hoe, and that's the end of it. I mean,
no.
A hoe's a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Just like some people call a fireman, some people call them a fire extinguisher person. It's the same job.
Use a hoe. Use a hoe.
There you go.
And I can care less what people do. If that's how they choose to live their life, but that's good.
If she a smart one, I call her a business lady.
No, that's not what a business lady is.
She's still a hoe at the end of the day. If you sleep for monetary gain, use a hoe, male or female.
If you got a schedule.
I don't know. That's just harsh. Hoe.
Tonight,
that's just harsh. Hoe. Why you gonna call him a hoe? Maybe that's just her job. That's the best thing they can do. I just feel it's harsh calling him a hoe.
If that's the best thing she could do is be a hoe, then I mean more power to her. But I mean, just like they just said, you ain't gonna call a doctor that man to heal people. He's a doctor. Shit. I mean, she a hoe. She a hoe.
I know. I didn't say I didn't agree with it. I just said it was harsh.
What's so harsh about it? That's what I'm not understanding. What's so harsh about it? I mean, what's harsh about it?
Because that word hoe sounds harsh. I mean, the word hoe is like calling a motherfucker back in the day a nigger. It sounds harsh.
I think the N word is harsh.
No more.
I don't think you can really compare the two, though. I mean,
because one is a fact that is actually derogatory for a white person or anyone else to call somebody a nigger is derogatory. That's harsh no matter who you are, no matter where you come from. And like Bobby Thomas said, he still finds that it's harsh for black men to refer to one another as that. It's still harsh. It's still negative. It's still derogatory. You know what I mean? It doesn't make it any friendlier just because you call your nigga, it's still a nasty word.
Well, now, see, now, you know what? Now, with that being said, I mean, you, like, he's saying that calling a hoe is harsh, or the word nigga. I mean.
Or, like, the word bitch, either way you want to go.
Or, I mean, my thing is this. You sit there, I mean, like, I used to be sitting there like, okay, all right, nigga, you know, this, that. But. I think we give words too much power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
thank you, Cass. That's exactly what I was about to say.
I know you was, brother. I just helped you out.
Yeah, okay.
And it's like, I mean, I think that certain words are given too much power. And I'm not saying that I don't fall victim to that, because my thing is just like, if you call me a bitch. You call me a bitch, then I feel like, okay, you want to fight me, or you really hate me. You know what I'm saying? Because I've let that word get to the point where that word has that much power over me. I mean, I just don't know. I think that as far as, like, these words, we give it too much power. If we give, because, I mean, that's just like we sit there, like, and I think we've touched on this. We like, you can, you know, your girl can be like, hey, bitch, that's my bitch, and it's all good. But when a guy be like, hey, bitch, oh, this motherfucker done called me a bitch, I'm going to get my brother or this, that, and other. I mean, that's just like black people. You my nigga, shit, that's my nigga, dog. But then when somebody else said, oh, my nigga. Oh, that white boy said nigga. Oh, we finna kill this motherfucker. I mean, we give these words too much power.
And I mean, on that note, any word can sound harsh depending on how you say it. Any
and
the simplest word.
And any word can be a term of endearment, too. I mean,
yep.
it all depends how you say it.
Right. And
what
you
say
it.
Okay, let me.
You stupid in the term of endearment.
Yeah.
Girl,
okay. You stupid.
All right. I mean that now. I'm going back here. But you know, back in the day, motherfuckers be like, man, that shit was stupid cold. That shit was stupid deaf. You know what I'm saying? That used to be used a lot.
It showed up. I forgot about that.
Right.
It was stupid dope.
There you go. That's the one I was looking for.
Or shit, if you sitting somewhere with your friends.
Nah, it changed to that shit righteous, and it's still the same circle.
I'm going to put you on the spot,
man. You sitting there cracking up with your homies, and they like,
I'm going to put you on the spot. I would love for you to use the term bitch as an endearment.
Who?
You.
Me?
Use the term bitch to make it where it's a compliment.
Oh, that's easy. If I'm fucking you and I'm like, you my bitch, how many people going to get up and say, don't call me a bitch? But I'm looking, so what you going to say?
Yes, I'm your bitch.
Janine, what you going to say?
What?
I'm fucking you, and I'm fucking you good. And I'm like, you my bitch. You know how I get hot and heated. I mean, you gonna get up and get mad? Or you gonna look at me like I'm calling you a fucked up name, or you gonna look at it as a term of endearment?
I ain't no term of endearment, though.
Sure it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I mean,
I don't
that's
see how you
can
call a woman a bitch in a good way.
Come on, man. Let her answer the question.
Because like you said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. If we are in an intimate situation and he, you know what I'm saying, he like, damn, bitch, that feel good. I'm not going to feel bad. I'm not going to feel like he's disrespecting me. I feel like I'm doing a good goddamn job. Now, if we're arguing and he say, bitch, that's derogatory. That's negative. He's not using it in a bright light.
All right, okay. Janine, I mean, would you get offended? Honestly, would you get offended
no.
if we, I mean, we going hard. We going hard, shit. You coming, you, I mean, shit, it's one of them nights.
No, I would not get upset. Hell no, I'm your bitch. Yes.
Oh, but if I say, hey, bitch, pass me the remote, you cool with that?
If you say what?
Hey, bitch, pass me the remote.
You know what, well, Father Time, it's not
well, now,
how you say it, it's when you say it.
Right. Hold on, man. That ain't what you said. You said use it as a term of endearment. I just
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just my opinion, y'all.
And, again, and then that depends on how their relationship works. If you got the type of relationship.
That's what I said. You got that type where she okay with you talking to her like that, it might be okay.
Yeah, my grandmother, grandfather.
Yeah, I'm definitely staying out of
called each other bitches for years. Hey, bitch, your breakfast in there. You know how much shirt
I'm definitely staying out of this conversation. I don't feel like getting ate up again.
I mean, but we already know how you feel about it. You know what I'm saying? You said you had a chick that was cool with you calling her. You know what I'm saying? Remember when we had the Facebook picture issue and you know what I'm saying, me and my bitch. Okay, if that's how, if y'all are cool like that, then who the hell am I to tell you don't call her that? Shit, if she don't mind you calling her a bitch, well, I'm not going to go be Captain Salo. I mean, hell.
True that.
That's y'all's thing.
Well, there's people out there that try to do that, though.
I
ain't never called a woman a bitch in her face. I haven't. I've never referred to a woman as a bitch in her face, even arguing. Now, she might be a bitch when she leaves, but I've never called a woman a bitch before in her face.
Never?
Never.
Ever?
I've never called a woman a bitch in the face. Now, when she ain't around, she all kind of bitches.
Try it. You might spice up your sex life.
Shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, my wife ain't going to let me refer to her as no bitch. No type of way.
Okay, see, now, okay, and if that's how you are and that floats your boat, I had no quarrels about that. I mean, that's to each his own. But,
Cash,
I mean you asked me to use it as a term of endearment, and I did. And
yeah, but can you use it without using any type of sexual way?
Hold on, dog. You know, I don't think you're understanding the gist of this. I mean, It ain't. I mean, you're not gonna just. That's just like you cannot. That's just like if you're in the corporate world and you go in there and be like, well, shit, my nigga Kaz and I want to do this show. Well, no, that wasn't appropriate. You know what I'm saying? But now, if you all sitting on the street and you said it, I mean, who's gonna think anything is wrong with it? I mean, so it's the time of the place to use everything.
Yeah, women
call each other bitches all the time.
All the time.
Right, so why you get mad when I call you one?
Because it depends on what y'all talking about. It depends. It all depends on the situation.
So what you're saying is if I'm smiling, joking, laughing, playing around, and call your bitches cool, but when we argue, I call you a bitch, it's a problem.
No, because she'll know if you could be smiling and laughing to call her a bitch, and she'll know that you disrespecting her. Or you can be frowning, and she'll know you for real. It's all.
Wait. I think that's a question for the ladies to answer.
I was just getting ready to say that.
you really can't answer that, that you're not a lady.
It's a question for the ladies, man.
I mean, y'all just have to, it just depends on what you're saying to this person. If I see you laughing and joking, we might take it lightly. You know, we don't always just get upset over everything y'all say. But if we in an argument, of course you mean it to be derogatory. We arguing. You feel what I'm saying? Just like if I called you a son of a bitch, you would, if we argue, you would be mad.
Right, you just call my mama a bitch.
Exactly. It's, I mean, it's the same thing.
You said what, dog?
Oh, no.
Say, for instance, you see somebody doing something miraculous. You know what I'm saying? You see a woman, you know, happens all the time. You see a woman push a fucking 19-pound baby out her body. That's a bad bitch. I don't mean it in a bad way. And I don't think she's going to take it in a bad way. You're a bad bitch. You just pushed a 19-pound baby out of your body. You know what I'm saying? You're a bad bitch. Nobody's going to be offended by that. At least I don't think. If I was to push a 19-pound baby out of my body and people call me, hey, that's that bad bitch, that, you know what I'm saying? I'm never going to see that as a bad thing.
All right, well, hey, I'm just asking.
Are you know what I'm saying?
I think
you see a stripper, you see a stripper pick up a bottle with a pussy lips and swallow that motherfucker. That's a bad bitch.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Good. Bad bitch is good.
Nah, I'm sorry. That's a bad bitch. That's a bad bitch. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You think she's going to be offended by people calling her that? No.
All right. I'm going to leave it alone.
I mean, I guess it is how you say it. It's the words change on how you say it and the meaning. It's how you say the and what's make the meaning different.
Well, I mean, you got to look at it some in certain type of ways, man. I mean, everything is not bent. I mean, granted,
humans change the words each time. You know,
everything
it means one thing
and nothing. And that just goes back to what I'm saying about giving a word that much power. I mean, if you got, I mean, like I said, if me and you sitting there and you like, you my nigga, shit, I ain't going to get mad. But like I said, if we're in the corporate world and you like, well, you know, we say we finna go pitch an idea to the Sirius Radio. And, you know, we walk in and, well, me and my nigga Father Time, man, we, you know, we've been doing this show. Yeah, you gonna look at me like, man, I know you just didn't say that.
Mm-hmm. And I actually saw that, Cass. I actually saw that. I was at the store and, you know, saying, Wick, you probably know. You remember them blunt splitters? Thing you put on your keychain, you know what I mean? You saying that you put it on your keychain and it's, you know what I'm saying, it's a permanent knife for when you want to split your cigar. Well, I went to the store one day, and when those things first came out, it was a group of brothers that came in the store trying to get my boss, you know, to buy it. And when they came in, it wasn't so much their language. Well, there was a whole lot of yarn means and shit, and it's like, okay, that's a no-no. But just like the way that they were dressed, you know what I'm saying? You come into a person's business to sell them something. I don't care if it's a blunt splitter or the blunt itself. You're supposed to look the part, you know what I mean? You're supposed to dress appropriately because you want them to buy your product. You know, so I've seen that, you know what I mean? That, like I said, they wasn't necessarily throwing the word nigga around, but it was like they were talking to each other and not a business owner.
Right.
I was just like, that
Hey, can I say something, right, which I always say something, it's crazy anyway. An old man told me this a long time ago. You know how you keep people from believing in something or make them believe in it? You put it on TV.
What?
You sound about as crazy as that internet commercial.
Okay, that's why.
Hey, if it's on TV, it's true.
Hey, you got to believe it because it's on the internet.
Think about it. How you get the new phones? You got the phone. You got this. You got the phone you just
I
got this year. And I'm just saying.
I got a new one because I broke my old one. I mean, I don't get the connection, dog. But whatever the case may be, I mean, don't know. I think, but liquor store, like you said, I mean, did the boss, did your boss buy any of the blunt splitters?
He did, but I know him personally, so it was kind of like when they left, you know what I'm saying, I got the feeling from him. He only bought it because, well, hell, where our store is, it was a hot-ass item, you know what I mean? But if our store had been somewhere in Carmel or Fisher or something like that, and they'd have come in there the way that they did, I don't think that he would have, you know what I'm saying, would have for it.
Okay, I can agree with that. And I mean, that's just like a lot of times and in a lot of cases, you know, a lot of people be like, well, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. And I mean, you know, when you in the, when you're trying to get in the, from a business standpoint, maybe you do need to change up some things, you know. Or that's just like us trying to sell our show, you know. I mean, we... Sometimes, in certain cases, I mean, I feel like, hey, some cases we got to look apart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if, like I said, if we went into serious radio, you know, I wouldn't walk in with no jeans on, T-shirt, and baseball cap.
Shit, I would hope not.
I would hope you wouldn't wear no jogging pants.
Not for no serious radio. No, sir. What's up, Sunshine? What a Y. I see you. All right, man, check this out, man. I know somebody, right? this is for the ladies. Tell me what y'all think about this. Okay, you're married for 13 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your husband, he already popped a baby on you early in the marriage. You know what I mean? Early in the marriage. Y'all got 2-3 years in. He show up with a baby. He let it slide. You know, now you raising the baby. Now 13 years later, this motherfucker pop up with another baby. Is it time for a divorce? Ladies? I mean, he done popped two babies on you. And neither one, you ain't had none of them. Is it time for a divorce? Or do you stay there and work it out?
Mm-hmm.
This is a real situation. Dude done popped another baby on her. And I'm not understanding. You know, he done it to you once, you forgave him. Now he done it again. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It's even harder now because now she's been raised the first baby all these years.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, how many times, I don't understand, how many times do you forgive a motherfucker for the same mistake?
It ain't about forgiving him. It could be for the family. She probably didn't forgive him the first time.
Let her finish. But you gotta let people finish. You can't keep cutting people off. Go ahead, Janine. What was you saying?
I was just saying she could have been giving him hell. That don't mean she, you know, trusted him again or nothing like that. Hell, ain't no telling what how the relationship was. But it's like now you done invested 13 years. You done raised this child. What if she don't have custody? She might be scared she gonna lose the child now.
Okay, all right. Me and you together. We've been married 13 years. We got a baby together. Me and you, we have our own personal baby together, right?
Okay.
Two years into our marriage, I get another woman pregnant.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We end up getting custody of that baby. So, you know what I'm saying? We raised both of these kids together. 10 years later, I come up with another baby. This woman that knocked on our door saying, this is my baby. We go take a test, it's proven it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you still stay with me?
More than likely, I wouldn't. I mean, if I have custody, then as long as I can take 2 years with me.
Well, we got custody of the first one, but not the second.
You just not finding
well,
out about the sex.
We're going
to find out the same
thing. But that's what I'm saying. Do I have custody of both kids? Because just because the other one wasn't mine, I mean, we married when we went to court, did we both take custody?
Yeah, we both got custody in the first one.
I'm not talking about the first one. I'm talking about the second one he had with the other woman.
No, we don't got custody. We just now finding out. This woman is showing up at our door saying, hey, this is your husband's daughter. It's a newborn baby.
Wait, you didn't change the story. You added another kid somewhere. Yes, you did.
You said we had our own personal baby, and then we had another baby, and we took custody,
and now 10 years later, it's another baby. That's three babies.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's the story.
What I'm saying is the first two, do I have custody?
Yes, we both have custody.
Exactly, because one of them is ours together, and the other one is his outside the marriage, but we took custody, right? Okay.
And now there's a third one. Now the third one just popped up at the doorstep.
And that's what I'm saying. I will take the first two. If that's something I choose to do and I choose to leave, and not to say he can't see the kids or nothing like that, we will have an agreement, but... if I decide to leave, I just want to make sure that the key is coming with me.
Yeah, but do you forgive me for that, for the third one?
I will forgive him because I'm not going to be there to worry about it. I'm not even going to be there to worry about the third one. I'm not about
well,
to sign over now.
Forgive me and then leave?
You could have did this like 10 years ago. Tell you my wait 13 years, the youngest 13. I'm not trying to find over. You was crazy then. You was fucking up my golden years.
Well, how you gonna forget me and then leave me? If you gonna leave me,
that's
why the fuck would you forgive me?
Well, how
that's
the fuck you gonna do it again then? How the fuck? Why the fuck you didn't strap up? Why the fuck didn't you pull out? Them the questions
you
need to ask yourself. Don't be asking me why I forgive you being gonna leave you.
Yeah. Well, I said if you gonna forgive me, that means telling me we got a shot to stay together.
Well, you know what? Here's something you might not know about forgiveness. Forgiveness ain't necessarily for the person who fucks up. Forgiveness is for the person, you know what I'm saying, who chooses to forgive. So she can forgive you. She can say, okay, you know what, I understand that you have a problem keeping your dick in your pants, and I forgive you for that, but I'm not going to stay with you because although I can understand you have a problem, your problem affects me. Your problem
affects my
me.
Life.
Your problem affects everybody under our roof. So, yes, I forgive you, but I'm going to separate myself from you, which means – I'm not going to wish no death on you. I'm not going to fuck up your life in no way, shape, form, or fashion. I'm just going to separate myself from you.
Exactly. We could be friends and all that good shit. But whatever.
Yeah, y'all. I mean, you figure you at least got to be, I ain't going to say cordial, but y'all got
to
still deal with each other because y'all still got to take
care of yourself. It's real hard for somebody to say what they are doing till they really in love. You never know what
you're
going to do.
How you feel?
We
talked about that.
I mean, that's true, because the situation might be a different situation. I don't know. I'm just going by the information I'm being told, and I'm just saying for me, myself, and I.
Well, honey, if you stayed 16 years, goddammit, you took this shit for 16 years. You know I was sticking my dick in other bitches anyway, so you're going to take it for another 16.
No, actually, it don't work like that. It does not work like that.
Everybody
once again, we go to a man going to do what a woman let them do.
Exactly. You're right. So when I decide not to let you do it to me anymore, I have the right to leave. Should nobody be mad at me for wanting to leave?
Maybe I want my life to be. You still going to see me because you took the kids. I'm going to see you.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to be mad at you. I done already forgave you, but that don't mean I can't leave.
You ain't going no damn well.
Like Spotted Time said, I still got a chance then.
All right, okay. Well, then, if you're going to be like that, I'll do my magician trick on your ass and won't see me or the kids again. So you don't want to have it like that.
I'll
disappear right
up
on
in
your
the
ass.
Goddamn well.
I bet you I would.
All right, your ass chained up in the basement.
16 years, you think you're going somewhere?
You know, like, seriously, though, people stay together for all kinds of different freaking reasons. You know what I'm saying? Like she said, she might not have forgiven him the first time he fucked up, but she stayed in the relationship. She stayed in the situation because sometimes staying is more beneficial than leaving. You know what I'm saying? And it all depends on somebody's, it depends on your situation. If you decided to stay, like, you know what I'm saying, you can't be mad at her for leaving. Okay, because look, I was pissed off at you, and I asked you not to do that to me. I asked you not to hurt me that way. But you didn't think about me when you went out and did it again. So why should I keep on taking your feelings into consideration? I forgive you, but I'm out. That's that.
Well, it goes like this is the same woman, exact same woman I'm talking about, with the husband with the other kid. He turned around, hit her best friend. She stopped talking to the best friend and stayed with the husband. What the fuck kind of shit is that?
Wait a minute, dog. Explain that.
What's her husband?
Wait a minute, hold on. I'm lost on that one. Explain that one again, bro.
The husband hit the best friend.
Okay.
She found out.
The wife found
out. The wife found out. She stopped talking to the best friend, but stayed with the husband. The same dude that dropped two babies on the outside of the marriage. What the fuck?
Well, evidently she love him. She love him, and she not seeing things. She seeing things her own way.
Through love, Doctor. That's what I said. People stay in relationships for different reasons. Some people stay in it for love. Some people stay in it for, you know, the situation that they're in, the lifestyle that they live. Some people stay in it for the kids. Some people stay in it, you know, because they don't know how to live on their own. You know, it just, you really don't know. Some people got different reasons. I mean, because they could still be together in their relationship, but you don't know. They might have agreements where, okay, shit, I'm going to see who I want to see, and you're going to see who you want to see, but at the end of the night, we come home. You know what I mean? You never know what folks got worked out under their roof.
That's why it's love. That's the only love they know.
Somebody talking?
I don't know.
Man, you're on mute, man. All right, man. Let me go to a song right quick, y'all. Let me see what I got on here.
Cheaper to keep her. Play that song.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's a good point. It is cheaper to keep her. But goddamn, I ain't gonna keep if you steady stepping on me.
And that's
I mean,
not
enough
true.
Is enough.
That's not true always, too.
Well, enough is enough. I mean, come on, man. It's not that much love in the world.
You dropped
two babies on me and you hitting my friend?
It must be. Because
yeah.
There's people out there doing it. Now, I can understand why she dropped her friend because that's a disrespect thing. You hit my friend, I ain't fucking with you. But that
love thing,
I'm going to stay with her because I love her. But my friend disrespect me like that, yeah.
How he disrespect you?
But he shouldn't did it anyway. He should have more respect for me than this.
No, your woman should have more respect for you.
Well, that's a different story with me with y'all. So let me leave that alone. I don't understand that one. I think my niggas should have, because my niggas know me longer. I married this woman. I only know her 10 years, but I've been knowing y'all. 30, 40.
You know what?
Oh, what? You took vows to that woman. You can take vows to your friend.
Hold on.
I'm not getting that. If my friend fucked my woman,
I
think that's more disrespectful.
Hold on, man. I mean, all right, for the past couple of weeks, and I mean, you've been putting this emphasis on this friend thing. My niggas, my friends, my partners. Wick, I love you like a brother. You know I do, but some things you just got to let go. Some things you got to understand that everything, I mean, our lives go on to a point where...
Wait a minute, hold on, let me finish, Mac. Can I finish what I'm saying, brother?
What I'm saying is that our lives go on to a point where, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Me and you both. Well, hell, you 41. I'm 40 years old. I mean, there's no way I could look at you in the same light that I looked at you 20 years ago. I can't do it. I mean, because there's so many other things, there's so many factions that didn't happen in my life where, yes, I got to put this in front of this and that in front of that. And I mean, in some cases, I mean, that's between me, you, and Father Time. Some cases, yes, our friendship got to go on the back burner. And I think that, I mean, it's not diss against you or saying that I'm not fucking with you no more, but in a lot of cases, yes, our friendship has to go on the back burner. And I mean, if you 41 years old and you saying, well, Cass come before anybody, then no, you kind of got your priorities fucked up.
And now, can I say something? I can understand what you said, and you can believe in what you said, but that's just how I believe. You know, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? Like I always say, that's just me. I understand it, and I know that, and I know how my niggas are. That's why y'all my niggas. I don't care about that. That's just how I believe. You can say I'm fucked up about it, but that's just how I believe. Ain't no way you could change my mind. I just know that's just how I believe.
Yeah, but... I understand
it
that.
It is what it is, man. I know. It is what it is.
I mean, like I said, dog, I love, like, you, I don't have to tell you how much I love you. You know how much I love you. But, I mean, it's just like this situation is like, I mean, it's like I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I just want you to say, okay, I grew a little bit, you know, and there's nothing wrong with growing.
I have grew a whole bunch, but me just believing that I believe in my niggas more than anybody else, I'm not understanding that. I just believe in my peoples more. I mean, I'm not in love with, I don't have a woman. So I believe in my boys more than I believe in, and I've been doing this for years. That's why, I don't get it. I know how my niggas, I know y'all got peoples and y'all got y'all more important peoples in head than me. That's just me, though. You can't stop how I feel. Don't worry about how I feel, because I don't worry about it no more.
I mean, I understand that, but it's people that in your life that should be way more important than me.
Oh, of course it is. My daughter is always going to be on top. That's not what I said, but I said my trusting people. Never mind. You wouldn't understand if I tried. You wouldn't understand.
I think both of y'all made valid points. You know what I mean? We just have to agree to disagree on this one. You know what I mean? Because, dog, ain't nothing you say is going to change his mind. Ain't nothing he say going to change your mind. So...
Yeah, and
That's how it is.
But no, what he's trying to do is, I understand. That's the whole thing you don't get. I do understand. I just feel how I feel because that's just how I'm going to feel. I don't know nothing else.
Hold on, dog. He did make a good point. At times, there is more important people than your friends.
Not to me.
So, okay.
If that's my daughter, no, it's not. There's no other times, and y'all never understand that, and I have no reason. I'm not mad at y'all over that, but that's just how I feel. That's all I know.
Oh, we about to go here again.
No, we not. Because y'all right and I'm wrong.
Nobody's right, nobody's wrong. Your sons should be in that category too. Your sons and your kids.
That's not.
Let you pick the music more often.
That song ain't never gonna die, ever.
I'm like all these little songs you got on here.
Oh,
shit, I never heard before.
That song ain't never gonna die. That song is always gonna be hot.
You know, if it ain't, if it's anything before the 80s, I'm down with. After the 80s, if it ain't R. Kelly, I'm straight.
We'll have to put you in a hot tub time machine.
Transfer me back to 79. Well, they made good music. Songs meant something.
Yeah.
Give me some OJ, some spinners. I can't dance on something.
Hell no, they won't slow dance no more in the clubs.
They sure don't. But everybody's twerking.
I don't know, man. I mean.
Okay, I can still dance.
When could you ever dance?
Motherfucker, please. Dance better than you, motherfucker.
Come
only
on.
Only time
now.
I couldn't dance when I had a broken arm.
I wasn't even going to bring that up, but wait.
Yeah,
come
but
on,
that's
man.
The only time I couldn't dance, motherfucker, when I had a broken arm.
Dude, you are a horrible dancer. You are horrible when it comes to dancing.
Get the fuck out of here.
Come on, man. You are a horrible dancer.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, now I will give you this. You probably
so,
better than
so
Father
with,
Time.
Even with a broken arm, I can get a whole bunch of bitches want to dance with me.
I'm finna whoop your ass.
That was after I dropped the bitch with the broken arm. But before then, how the fuck I get a whole bunch of motherfucking women dancing with me? If
you
I'm a horrible dad.
They was poking you, dude.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Y'all
was
so
like
much
hate,
man. Y'all
girl,
hate
the girl dancing.
Haters. Just because y'all couldn't dance, don't make I could dance. Y'all haters.
I never said I was the world's greatest dancer. But goddamn, I
could
follow you.
But I could dance.
You could beat Father Time probably, but I mean he's
and
the worst
you
out of
too,
everybody.
Nigga. Your goddamn skinny ass back then couldn't dance. All you had was a goddamn Tupac roll. That's all you had. Yo, when you was skinny back then. Get the fuck out of here. You
what
skinny
the
ass.
Fuck?
All you moved back and forth. That's all your skinny ass did.
What the fuck?
Now you can slap your belly and goddamn roll a little bit. Now you call yourself can dance, huh?
Ooh. What's the Tupac roll?
Oh, you know the Tupac roll. Get the fuck
out
of here.
No, I don't. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about, but okay.
He says you can slap your belly and roll.
Yeah, I guess the haters come in all sizes, even small.
Hey, you gotta admit that shit was funny as hell, though.
Come on, man, you the worst dance. You the worst dance out of us all. Come on, now.
Yeah, I can't dance. I hate to say to admit that shit. I can't dance worth a lick. I can slow dance. That's it.
You can't even
I ain't
do that.
Cash, you can't even step, man.
And
yeah,
you
I can't step.
Wait,
I can't.
Come on, now.
You can't even step, Cash. I used to step with old. Cash. Unless you didn't learn how to step now. I mean, I understand fat people always learn how to step.
I mean, you got something. I mean, are you upset that I'm bigger than you now or something?
What'd you say?
I said, are you upset that I'm bigger than you now or something?
No, I ain't nothing wrong with being fat. I remember when I was fat one day.
Damn!
I'm not fat, brother. I'm sexy.
If that would help you sleep at night.
Hey. I tell you what. We can't even do that. We can't even do that because, not yet. But when this new site get put up, I tell you what. You put a picture up and I put a picture up and you see which one of us get called sexier quicker, me or you.
What do you have to do with you being fat?
I mean,
but I'll do it, you know.
That works,
a,
but like
I'll
said,
do it,
fat,
I'll do it for you, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't scared of your ass because I'm sexy. I know I'm sexy. I'm just a little sexy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I ain't scared of your motherfucking fat ass.
All right, Woodrow.
We're going to put up, do you want fat or do you want slim? Muscular? Because I've been goddamn I've been doing this new shit, boy. I'm telling you, I'm looking pretty good. You might not want to do it yet.
Shit.
All right, old man. We'll see.
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. So, Can we get some judges, please? Janae, look at those. Can we get some
judges?
No,
we can't have all your judges. No, we can't have all your judges.
Why are they my judges?
Father Time, you pick the female judges because you can't have all cast judges. You know, cast is, you know, we don't get cast.
Janina Lickerstone on the show.
What makes me a cast judge? I don't know. Can you explain that to me? I didn't think you could. Janine, what makes you a cast judge?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I mean, hell, if you look good, you look good. They gonna say it.
I don't give a rat's ass who the judge is. I'm gonna get a haircut, get my shaving on. Yeah, we can do this.
Oh, shit.
Show my blue eye.
Woodrow,
hey,
blue on that
tongue. And I got the flying monkey from goddamn Wiz.
He put the Sandman on you, boy. He put the Sandman. Challenge.
He said he finna show the blue eye. God damn.
He did say that.
Not the blue eye. Don't hurt me too bad, brother. Don't hurt me too bad.
All of our fancy men are sexy, okay? All of y'all.
Yeah, got upset with me. I don't know what I did.
Why you always think I get upset with you, man? I ain't upset with nobody, brother.
What you say, Captain?
I say, why you always thinking I'm upset with you? I'm not upset with you. I don't know. Anyway.
Right. I'm a little confused. I'm a little lost here. Yeah, I know what tomorrow is, though, right? 4 years tomorrow.
Yay!
Y'all. So
we're
going to set up a big fun show tomorrow.
You know what, dog? While we at it, before I even forget about it, man, I want to throw out a happy birthday to our boy, Roman L. Jones, a.k.a. Butch. Happy birthday to your brother. Keep your head up.
For sure. You know, I ain't got nothing but love for him.
Always, hey, he hit me up and told me to tell everybody, you know, everybody gave him love, so he said, what's up?
And that's what's up. All right, well, check this out, man. Look, your name?
Uh-huh.
Where you at?
I'm here.
All right, now, okay. All right, we've been doing this show, and damn. So tomorrow's the anniversary, huh?
Yeah, 4 years.
So I'm starting with you because you've been on here longer than anybody. I mean, if you got to pick out a moment, what is like one of the most memorable moments of the show that you can remember? I mean, if you had to pull one right off the top of your head.
The one when I was talking about Father Time and them glasses. And him falling out, she gonna have to fall up his glasses in order to write the code word stop on his glasses.
Shut the fuck up! Did I say no? Shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh, say something else. Say something else, nigga.
That shit was funny, though, dog.
That was the first thing that popped in my mind.
I think that's the best one.
That shit was like 2 years ago.
That's the best one, though. Everybody know he don't supposed to be there anyway.
What was we talking about, choking or something? I
think yeah.
We were talking about choking.
Yeah. And she'd be writing on his glasses talking about let it go or whatever. The code word, whatever the code word will be, she'll be writing it on the glasses.
And then you know it's backwards, so it'll look like 1-1-1-1. She's like, what the fuck's that mean? Oh, she likes that shit.
Hey, you like. You write stop on his glasses, and he be like, y'all, I thought he said pots.
All right, keep it going, Cass. Keep it going. What's the next one?
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Okay, well, I'm a liquor store, dang. Since you, I mean, you've been on here a while now. You got a memorable moment?
I have to say my most memorable moments are probably the shows Butter was on here. Because Butter always made a good point and then contradicted herself, like, in the next breath. And that was always funny to me.
And then she'll end it with a fuck.
Right.
Talking about sex.
Man, you... Man, God. You should have caught the early years of...
Yeah.
God damn. We could be talking about Barack Obama. Oh, I want some dick. What?
Yeah, she was worse than me.
Man, I can do it was several shows where you see just be moaning in the background. You're like, what is she over there doing?
Yeah. All right, Wick. What about you, man? If you had to pick a memory.
Me, myself, if the father time, I mean, it got to be a father time moment again. Father time in the goddamn swingers club.
Yeah, that was
talking about that. I think that one was a great one there myself.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
I think that's
that
one of my
good.
Favorites there. Bitch, come here. You just lost your motherfucking mind. that's a great one.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? And every time this soundbite comes on, I
hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
That's what made me think of it, dude. I'm telling you, that's one of the greatest. That should be in the top two. If you're going to do the countdown tomorrow, that should be in the top two. Father Time Show in the club, dude. If you y'all going to do the top two, top 10 shows or whatever show it is, make that number two. Because I got a number one, too, but I'm going to see if you see it.
All right, so now, Tama, what about you, man? What you just off the top of your head, one of the most memorable moments?
That one.
That one there? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, because, man, that was one of the funniest shows that we didn't have. But I'm going to tell you, my most memorable moment, it wasn't even actually on the show. I think my most memorable moment was when we was doing the camcorder show.
Oh, with Butter.
And Butter and her dude just started going at it, just started fucking just right there on the camera. And that motherfucker wouldn't stop looking at that camera for shit.
That was number one.
I was waiting on y'all to say
which one is going to be number one.
That was the first year of the show. Yeah,
That happened the first year of the show.
I know. I'm saying it was just so funny because, you know, the show is we was doing the show and you know, he's looking at the camera and he's looking to see who all looking at him and he hearing all these female voices and that motherfucker. He never looked at Butter, not one time.
That motherfucker kept, because I watched the tape, he just kept looking back like motherfucker was telling him what to do. That's what made it funny.
No, that motherfucker never stopped looking at the camera. Butter could have looked like Medusa. He wouldn't give a fuck. He was just looking at the camera like, you like this? You like this? You like this?
He never took his eyes off the camera.
And to this day, dog, every time I see him, hey, man, when y'all going to do another show like that? Man, you almost got the FCC on our ass.
Make pornos. That's your porno song right there.
That just right off the top of my head, that's like one of the most memorable moments because it was just like this dude,
I take that as number one. But the one,
you have to see his face. No, this dude was so into it. And he was so into the camera, He never looked at her one time. That was the craziest thing. He never looked down. He never, I mean, and he changed positions like six times and never looked towards that cow. Hey, you might be a Kevin Hart when the ostrich was chasing him.
Oh, yeah.
Staring at him. He was. I was like, this dude is crazy. And so for me, that's like the most memorable moment.
Yeah, that was a good moment. It's a great show moment.
Yeah, I was like, God damn. But I say, hopefully, well, God willing, we go another year and get some more great memorable moments.
Memorable moments when Hicks was on here. We had my nigga Bushwick motherfucker Bill.
You know what?
Yeah,
that probably would go down in as a memorable moment.
That's why I said memorables, you know, his Bushwick Bill, and it's one more. I can't think of dude's name no more. Oh, no, Sebas.
Who?
Sebas. Sebam or whatever it's called. What's it called, old man?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Sebas. Sebastian, the one who was in Disco Enterprise with
Shazam. Stunning. He's talking about Mike.
Oh, Stunning. Oh, I thought it was Sebastian or something.
I don't know. Now that Bushwick Bill show, I mean, yeah, it was a memorable moment, but he never shut the fuck up.
Hey.
Right. That motherfucker did not shut the fuck up from beginning to end. matter of fact, you know what? That was he hooked up with Butter that night.
I'm pretty sure he did. She claimed they didn't, but I'm pretty sure he didn't go all the way over there for nothing.
She talking about they got biblical.
My nigga said, "Aye, aye, aye."
She claimed they never done nothing, but I don't believe that shit. She got bug wire with it. And that motherfucker famous.
All right, I'll put the top 10 up. What was wrong with the other two?
What other two?
I mean, I like, you know, it's always enjoyable when Hicks comes through.
I love when Hicks was on there.
Yeah, you've been on the show a few times.
Yeah, but the second time was better. The first time was kind of, the second time.
Yeah, he was good. He always been good to the show.
Yeah, I mean, you always got. But you know what? It was another show that I particularly liked. I liked the when we had the music show, the Get Him in the Mood show. I think that was a pretty good show.
That was a real good show. It was.
I think y'all should go back to giving motherfuckers a chance out here again, playing this music. You know, give these motherfuckers a chance out here, man. They listening to y'all. Help somebody else. Let them listen to some good music.
We not really going down that road.
Yeah, y'all stopped it, though. Y'all got scared of it. Y'all can finish it now.
Hey, nobody gets scared.
Y'all did.
We got
y'all
scared of what?
Getting the music out here.
Why would we be scared to get the music out there?
Y'all was getting the music out here. Now y'all just stopped.
You said we got scared?
Do y'all two say things again? New music, new artists. I'm just my opinion. You know, y'all don't listen to me anyway. So new music, new artists. Tuesday
night. Okay, okay, okay. Okay. It's still okay.
You
got
that
model. Withdraw. Y'all was running it. Too. Withdraw if you don't get your ass.
Sucker.
God damn, man.
Wilson. I'm sorry.
Damn, I'm glad I wasn't the only one thinking that. I'm like, damn, what does that need?
Like, which y'all bring y'all ass off?
That's right.
Come on here,
sit. Hey, dog, you know, at some point in time, even Woodrow stopped drinking.
Oh, yeah, I remember that episode. That motherfucker was clean. He was so proud.
Hey, even Woodrow stopped drinking, dog. God damn. It is bad. You know, man, I mean, this has been a real enjoyable show. It's been through a lot of ups and downs. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it has.
And yes, a lot of times people, what y'all don't know, this motherfucker aggravates the shit out of me sometimes. But nevertheless, this has been like, hey. Honestly, I can honestly say, man, this has really been fun. This show has really been fun. It's been like an outlet for me. You know what I'm saying? It's something I always wanted to do. And, man, it's just been something great.
Yes, it has. It's been a long road. I've been cussed on everything on the show. I've been cussed out. I'd have been praised.
I think I've been cussed out more times. I think I've been cussed out more times.
Yeah, what they
praised.
Call me. I'm the asshole of everybody.
Ooh, I can think of another good one, y'all.
What y'all do when y'all talk about me, I'm the one you love to hate. Always going to be that.
You the one that love to drink.
Love to hate. You can say that. I'm always going to be the one you love to hate. Always.
Hey, what about the
Waylon
and the Fonda episode? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
She posted it on Facebook and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, they did hook up, right?
Yeah. They say
why do people put shit on Facebook and then do stupid shit? I don't get that. That's like going to Murray and got them taking a lie detector test. But I did it. Oh, y'all get my, hey, y'all get to see me, I think it might be April 4th or April 3rd, one of the two. And I'm going to be up there like, I'm not the father. And I clowned y'all. I did goddamn West Coast there. Hey, I had a couple of bloods with me, so that's the only reason I did that dance.
What
are you talking about?
April 14th. I'm not the father.
You gonna be on Maury?
Yep, April 14th. Not the father.
April
3rd. See, y'all just don't listen. See, that's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all just hear it, don't listen. I told you, and whatever.
Wait a minute, hold on, before we even get out of here. Wait a minute.
I said April 14th again.
Okay, hold on.
Watch
we heard
me represent Sin City.
We heard the date, Vic. We heard the date. April 14th, you're going to be on the Maury Povich show?
Yep, watch me represent Sin City. Watch my dance.
Okay.
Watch my dance if you say I can't dance. Watch my dance, April 14th.
When did you go to the Maury Povich show? When did you go to New York?
Did you hear me say that? Do you remember when I said it was not my child? You don't remember that, huh?
I remember it, but I don't remember you going to New York.
Oh, no, I ain't tell nobody. But I was going to pay for that shit. You thought I was going to pay for that shit for my shit? Oh, hell no. You thought I was going to pay for a child, fucking, come on, man. So I figured that I already knew that wasn't my shit.
Right, because you just babbling, man. Come on, the fuck.
Well, April 14th, watch Maury. Watch me do my dance.
All right, okay. Not. You know we're going to archive the show, right? So come April.
Yeah.
Dog.
Unless they don't show it, because I did clown. I clown.
Man,
I acted a donkey. I had to ask. I acted a donkey.
April 4th. He said April 3rd or 4th, and it went from April 3rd 14th, to April 4th.
April 14th. April 14th. Don't act like I'm saying it wrong. April 14th.
Okay. All right. We're going to make sure that we archive this show. Because April 14th, if your ass ain't on Maury, I'm cutting your ass. We take you to rehab.
If they if they don't get me on that show, then I must ask you too much of a donkey. But April 14th.
I ain't never seen Maury put no more.
I got a public,
too much of a donkey.
I ain't a donkey, dude.
I got a public service announcement. Everybody that listens to Sin City,
hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
He is not on the team.
This shit is crazy. This man.
You said I'm not on the team. What?
Not with that shit.
Are you serious?
No goddamn Maury show.
I should always be on the team. What the fuck you mean? I'm an original horseman. Fuck you.
Oh, about this.
Hey,
somebody
hurt my feelings. Not wait, y'all got to get the sound bite from the fucking beginning of motherfucking Machiavelli, man. All they want to know is, man, why'd they get this nigga started?
Right, why'd you get this nigga started? Hey, well, for real, though, Wick, when did you go to New York, man? Seriously.
Ryan, why the fuck we just now hearing about you going all the way to New York? And we supposed to be your boys.
If I'm going to do something and I'm doing it low-key, I shouldn't let y'all know because I'm keeping y'all out of things that happen. Take it how you take it. That's why I love you niggas and y'all.
Hey, I mean, okay, is it me or do anybody just remember that one uncle that you... That is usually your dad.
Bro, it is what it is. Don't worry about it, cause I'm always gonna be me, no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
It's usually
y'all
your daddy.
Hate me. Y'all can throw me away. I'm always gonna be me, bro. I'm always gonna be me.
Okay.
I love y'all, nigga. Fuck y'all. Love y'all.
I'm out. I'm through. I'm tired. This shit is just ridiculous, man. Shit. Hey, dog, where you at?
I'm right here, man.
Man, end the goddamn show.
Janine.
Yes?
What's going on, dude? How you doing?
I'm going to do much better as soon as I don't have to listen to this babble anymore.
I feel your pain.
You
got any last words for?
Yes. It was good talking to most of y'all. Y'all have a good night, and I will be on tomorrow.
That's what's up. 4 years tomorrow, y'all. Make it so. You got any last words?
Sin City, bitch. And say Sin City again so he can hear, not Sin City. Sin City.
Be out here.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, wait, man. Your last word.
Sin City, DTA, bitches.
See, you couldn't even say it.
What you got, dog?
Just end the show. That's all I can say. End the show.
All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Don't forget, y'all, we're celebrating 4 years tomorrow. All right, y'all, till tomorrow night. We out. Peace.